Are these numbers ever wrong?
No. You know what I say? Numbers don't lie. People do.
Well.
Yeah. The numbers are just there. They're clean. But the question becomes, George, are we living in the positive or negative side of the number?
Well, explain that.
Well, here's an example. You're a seven. If you were living in the downside, sevens can escape through drugs, alcohol, geography, work.
It's work for me.
Huh?
It's work for me.
Right. So that's not a horrible thing. But, like, look at John F. Kennedy Jr. He was obsessed with geography. He had to keep going. He couldn't stop. Well, look what it did to him. It happened to be a part of his demise, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about. When you take it to the extreme, it's not healthy. And even you with work, sometimes you have to pause and go.
Well, it's sometimes working too much has paid its price.
That's right. You got to stop and go, I need to pause here. I need to take a break. It'll make me a better person. I'll be healthier for it. But it's a natural in your numbers to do that, that you just got to keep going or working because it feels like the place to be. But I would say if you do what you're here to do, then it's not going to feel like work anyway.
Is there one number of the nine that would make you say that's the best number to have, or are they all good?
Well, I would say I get excited depending on what you do. Example, let's say you're a three and you're a singer. Well, that makes me happy because a three is communicator, and they're here to motivate and uplift us through their voice. So if their voice is beautiful and they're singing and they're a three, I know that they're completely content in their work. You see why that makes me happy? And
mm-hmm.
Even talking to you, George, when I looked at your numbers, I thought, this man's a writer because he's born on a 4-day, got the seven. He could tell the story. And I asked you, have you done it? Are you doing it?
And I want to.
And you want to, and then I say, go for it, because that will be truly fulfilling for you. That's what it is. So, you know which number I do get excited about? The
what?
Number two. And I'll tell you why. Twos love in spite of themselves. You can break a two's heart, and they can say, I'll never love again, and then boom, they're in love again.
The next day, probably.
Yeah, and I love that. they break my heart. It's like, God bless the number two, when it's positive. You know, there's a negative, and what's the negative? I could name some famous people, but I won't because some of them work on radio. But when it goes, I'll tell you what goes wrong. A two will always get an audience to follow them, but if they're bitter, they'll become the terrible two. You see?
Yes.
And then they'll be negative. They'll use their power in a bad way, and that breaks my heart for them.
There are a lot of people, and I've talked about this before, who are energy sappers.
Yes.
Do they all possess a certain number?
There are emotional vampires. Let me put it to you this way. The one who will drain you, you can bet you can look at their number and know why. Like, where is it coming from?
But they could be any number?
There are certain numbers that would do it more than others. But again, out of the kindness to those that are listening, it's not fair to put numbers.
So you're not going to categorize
everybody.
I would
never do that to them. Because you know why?
All
even
right.
When I
That's
counsel
fair.
What I know is an emotional vampire, I know I can help them heal themselves. Oh, and by the way, in my book, I have an affirmation to help you heal what's wrong with your number. I give an affirmation to each life path so you can learn to live in the positive. How cool is that, George?
You've been on a lot of national shows with television.
Yes.
And you've done readings on some of them.
Yeah, all of them.
So which one was, like, the one that baffled you the most?
I can't say I was ever baffled by one of the hosts. I thought they were pretty terrific.
Uh-huh.
I will say, without saying this one person's name, shocking. This one person was an eight life path and just took advantage of my kindness. And I walked away and I thought, how sad. And the word that popped in my mind was, she had a sense of entitlement.
And this was a person in the audience?
In the business.
Ah,
who is very famous, but has forgot to say, she forgot the words thank you. She forgot gratitude. She's used to being entitled. And it was heartbreaking because when you do give a lot, and you want to, but when somebody just takes, like you said, it becomes the emotional vampire, and you need to understand why.
Yep. And there's so many takers and givers in this world, huh?
Numbers tell you who's who, and that really helps you.